Hey guys, so my name is Brittany and I am doing this first podcast. I decided that I was gonna do a Facebook Live video, but I do not like being in front of the camera too much. My hair is usually crazy and I know it's part of mom life and everything, but I just love doing audio so much better. So, I decided to start this podcast, and hopefully you don't hear a lot of too much background noise. I have, you know, Mickey Mouse Roadster Racers going on. I have a current 14-month-old trying to get the controller out of the drawer and possibly gonna get her fingers caught in it in the process. So if you hear me kind of yelling and scrambling around, welcome, welcome to Hello Gorgeous Mama. So let's get started with more about who I am. Now, again, I decided to do this because I feel like I've gotten a lot of new followers on my Instagram and some friends on Facebook. I love developing connections. I love meeting new people. So thank you, thank you, thank you. However, I noticed that a lot of the people are brand new to me, and some of you do other market level marketing companies. I'm just going to throw in a quick plug. I do work for a company as a distributor. I sell toothpaste, Whitening Magic toothpaste, and Tanner. That absolutely works. Love it. Part of a 35-year-old company called New Skin, N-U-S-K-I-N. I'm known as the hashtag toothpaste mom bossin, which brings me to my other point, why I wanted to do this podcast, and I've been thinking about it for a while. Again, it's part of the Hello Gorgeous Mama. That's who I want to be. That's who I want to be known as, because that's who I truly am. I don't want to fill your guys' news feed with a bunch of products and stuff like that, which I absolutely, like I said, totally believe in. But I know that you don't want to be bombarded. So I'm changing, rebranding. See, I'm not perfect. I will mess up. I'm rebranding in a way that focuses more on who I am. I want you guys to know who I am as a person, because I feel like if you know me, you know that I'm credible. Then, you know, you'll be interested in other things as well, which is great. If you don't, you know, you can always recommend me to your friends and stuff like that. And if you just want to be friends and follow and make connects, that's great with me too. I don't know if you can hear my daughter playing with her blocks in the background. Hopefully not. So I'm using this app and it's telling me that certain sharing features will be disabled. Well, anyways, let's keep going. Okay, so who am I is what I want to start with. And I just recently turned 28. I decided for a long time that my purpose in life is really surrounded about things I always wanted to help other people. But I had my daughter about, you know, like I said, she's 14 months old. It wasn't always the blissful, beautiful labor birth that you hear about. I will get into more details about that, but this podcast, number one, is just mainly to kind of introduce myself as a whole, not to get into the nitty-gritty. But I do want to talk to you about, you know, why I started Hello Gorgeous Mama. And that is because I decided that there are so many of you mamas out there. And this podcast is going to be circled for everybody, I hope. But my main focus is moms. Specifically new moms. And yes, I might be pigeonhole myself. And maybe I'm committing, you know, business suicide by skipping along and forgetting about posting so much about my toothpaste business and stuff like that. But my purpose is to help other moms, and that's important to me. So This came about, I went through postpartum depression, and I really feel like we live in a society where there's a lot of things that are hush hush. Yes, we have social media and there's a lot more stuff out there, but we don't always show the side that we don't want people to see. We don't want to air our dirty laundry, so to speak. And that's okay. I mean, you don't have to, you know, show every part of you, but we do have to be raw to some extent because moms really can relate, and we know what it feels like to be waking up at 3, 4 a.m. in the morning to have your baby pulling at your shirt to want a nurse, or to have to go downstairs and get that bottle warmed up because your baby is screaming, crying. We know what it's like to be sleep deprived and still trying to function and remember like 50 million things. And then there's times we went upstairs like 5 times and we go to get something and we go downstairs and we still don't have what we intended to get. So it happens, and I want you to know that's okay. It's okay to feel vulnerable. It's okay to feel alone. It's okay to feel that you're alone in your feelings. But guess what? You're not alone. And I'm here to tell you that I know what it feels like to not bond with your baby, to think that something's wrong with you, to think that you're a horrible mom, to think that you are not good enough. And honey, I want to tell you that is absolutely, positively not true. So please continue to listen to this podcast. I will go through these things one by one, two by two, however you want to think about it. I will say I'm a Christian. I will talk about my faith. I will also talk about how I'm a Christian sailor. I like to cuss sometimes, and sometimes I say shit, sometimes I say damn, and I try not to say it around my baby because I don't want her picking up those words because she's in the phase, let me tell you, of mimicking everything. So, thankfully, she just came back over here. So now I'm going to clear up my potty mouth a little bit. I don't cuss as much as I used to, but and hey, everything's a work in progress. She's now examining my headphones. Maybe she'll be a influencer someday like her mama hopes to be. So the next thing I want to talk about is, like I said, I turned 28. So I'm going to give you 28 things about me so you can get to know me a little bit better. I'm sorry if this podcast is a little boring. I just really want this to be more of an intro to kind of give you a scope of who I am as a person. And hopefully we can connect and you feel that I can help you in some way, some form. I love listening to podcasts. I listen to podcasts on the way home from work. It's really healing, really refreshing knowing that you're not alone. Baby girl, can you put those controllers back in? Thank you. Put them back in there. Okay. So first, I want to tell you my why. My why is my daughter. My why is my husband that I've been together with for 11 years now. We've been dating since high school, and 2 of those years have been married. We had our daughter a year later from when we got married, obviously with the time frame. There's a lot more specifics and things that happened along the way, which I'll get into again later. A lot of things that are not coincidence. So if you're a big believer in everything happens for a reason, that God has a plan, and that, you know, there is no accidents in your life, there's a lesson for everything, then I am your girl. So my husband and I always knew we wanted to have babies and have kids. I crazy lady over here wanted to have 5 prior. That quickly changed, and I'm starting to get around to wanting to have more. Again, longer story, longer version coming soon. But I want to say that I loved my pregnancy. I loved every month, and I was waiting for it. But then when she came out, it wasn't exactly how I hoped it to be. And I'm here to tell you, if any mamas, I just want to put a quick plug in there again.
If any mamas feel like they're in the early stages, they just had their baby, and you're listening to this podcast right now, and you think it's the baby blues, you never heard of the baby blues, just FYI, they say typically that lasts about 6 weeks of baby blues. It's normal. You can feel it, and you feel sad and stuff and depressed. And but when it goes beyond that 6 weeks, and it's a higher, how to explain, depression, where you just are not bonding with your baby. You feel really sad all the time. It's like, I would say baby blues is more the sadness, and then postpartum depression is depression. Like, you just don't have any motivation. You, and people have different kinds of postpartum depression. Mine was where I didn't feel like I was bonding with my child. I felt like I was a stranger to her. I felt like maybe we didn't have a connection. Hold on. Sorry, people. Like I said, this is real life. You can't have that, baby. Ouchie. So what I was saying is mine was that kind of postpartum depression. But there are people that also have a fear of leaving their baby alone, separation anxiety, which is another form of postpartum depression. There's all kinds. So my plug is, if you feel any of that and you don't even know, you're sure, you think you don't have it, but you might, go get help from a physician. Don't be ashamed. Don't feel guilty. Don't feel like a bad mom. Don't listen to what other people's thinking or whatever they think that you should think. No. This is for you, mama. You need to go do it. I'm telling you. Help, help, help. Support, support, support. Like, you'll need it. It helped me. I have a huge blessing of support from my new mamas that I got into a group. And oh my gosh, that helped me so much. Saved my life, I feel like. So what else I was saying, okay, moving on. I might get sidetracked a little bit, so I apologize in advance for that, and I'll try to keep these under like 20 minutes or so. Anyways, next, my why is, my best blessing was becoming a mother and having the right partner as her father. So I am very fortunate, and I count my blessings for that. I know that there's different circumstances, different things that people are going through, and but we can relate on some level, all mamas, because we all have those tearful moments and those sad times where we just feel like we can't do it. But and then we have our crazy kids who know when we're trying to do something and they want to get into everything as of this moment. And we just got a house, so her daddy is preparing that while I'm trying to record this podcast. And poor timing on my part. Okay, baby. I am so sorry. I'm gonna probably, hopefully this lets me cut out the some of this noise. But okay, so continuing on, my 28 things that I don't know if I'm ever going to get to. Okay, number one, I will make mistakes. Number two, learning from your mistakes is the importance. Three, I'm a kid at heart. Four, I have accomplished a lot in my life. Five, I have not allowed myself to be truly happy. Six, I'm a people pleaser. Seven, I'm afraid to fail. Eight, it's okay to fail. Nine, my family is my anchor. 10, I don't always love being an only child. 11, I love traveling. 12, I'm smart and ambitious. 13, I can change my mind a million times. 14, it's okay to not always have a plan. 15, I'm the nicest person. 16, but I'm also mean when the wrong buttons are pushed. 17, I have a hard time forgiving people, especially myself. 18, I'm always learning. 19, I haven't found myself. 20, I'm full of potential. 21, I have a team of support. 22, I have badass guardian angels. 23, I'm not alone. 24, my feelings are important. 25, it's never too late to do what you love. 26, my husband is my best friend. 27, my parents did everything they could to make me have a lot. Now it's my turn. 28, I am human. I am living and I need to live my best life and know that I'm good enough. So those are kind of 28 things I learned about myself. I mentioned a lot about, you know, I am working on myself and I know that I'm hard on myself. This is a journey and I hope you come with me that I want you to know that 14 months postpartum and I still don't got my shit together and that's okay. And I am going to work with you to get there, to get to help you figure that out. And even though I don't have it 100% figured out, I feel like I can be an expert and a teacher to you because I am learning as I go. And that's what it is always constantly learning, always constantly growing as a person. I've also learned 28 lessons in my life. And I will start again. 1, your mind is a weapon. 2, the grass is green where you water it. 3, there is a reason for everything. 4, there are a lot of good people in this upside down world. 5, everyone is afraid of something. 6, don't let fear keep you from playing the game. 7, power suggestion is real. 8, we are all capable of more. 9, someone did it before, so why can't you? 10, life is tough, my darling, but so are you. 11, nothing like a mama bear scorn. 12, no such thing as I can't. 13, people don't make you feel bad, you allow them to. 14, we don't know when will be our last day. 15, support tribe is out there, you might be looking in the wrong village. 16, nothing is impossible, the word itself says impossible. 17, educating your mind constantly feeds the soul. 18, it's important to know you are good enough and be your best self. 19, love should be unconditional. 20, you can love people from afar. 21, it's important to forgive. 22, grudges are for toddlers throwing tantrums. 23, respect is respect. There's no way around it. 24, love hard, even when they don't back. 25, God created a beautiful world. It's our job to foster that gift. 26, we all have a purpose. Some people waste it. 27, we all have regrets, but turning them into lessons is key. 28, being true to yourself, you live with you always. All right, so I hope that you think of things that you've learned in your life. They could be quotes, which some of them I did use, Audrey Hepburn. And I just want you to relate quotes and things that you could live by, some mantras that you could live by in your life. That's a takeaway that will definitely help you. I mean, like I said, listen to more podcasts. Think about things that you want to change in your own life. Think about how you think of yourself. These are all important things because if you don't care about yourself and care about your mindset and how your attitude is, then you are not going to change anything, my friend. You are going to be stuck in the same rut, same boat, feeling sorry for yourself, and that gets you nowhere. Which brings me to my four people that I... And this is not to pigeonhole again anybody. This is just kind of what I observe of people in life. of where you might be at. So you can be number one, the couch. You'd be number one, the couch potato, which means you just coast by, my friend. You just let things pass you by. You get comfortable because you're just, it feels comfortable. And okay, my friends, I am back after that lovely transition there. Couch potato, I was saying. Because you get comfortable in the spot of, you know what, things are good, it's okay, I don't want to go too far, it's fine. Like, I'll just sit here and I'll just be my couch potato self and I'll be complacent, okay? Number two person that I tend to see is the if a, look, I can't talk now. I came back and I'm all fumbled. Anyways, the number two person is if it ain't broke, then don't fix it. We all know those people. And there's some truth to that in certain circumstances. But the kind that I'm talking about are the people that just, again, are comfortable, so they say, you know what, it's okay, we'll just leave it as is. I mean, why change anything about it when it's fine the way it is? Okay, number three is the grass is greener person. You're always looking to the other side of the fence. You're always comparing. You're always seeing what people are posting on Facebook and thinking that their life is always glamorous, but you don't see the hard work in the blood, sweat, and tears that go into that. Those influencers, those top people, those top models, those top entrepreneurs, those top market level marketing people are there because they put in the work. Number four person is to get comfortable, you have to get uncomfortable. This is also the type of person that if it doesn't challenge you, it doesn't change you. That's their motto. They know that challenges are what they welcome. They open that front door and they say, come on, bring it on. I got this. I can do this. That is changing your mindset. This all goes back to one of the life lessons I was stating, that your mind is your weapon. Your mind can be a powerful weapon in a positive way if you change your attitude. If you start thinking about things in a whole different light, in a whole different spectrum. And I'm totally guilty of this. I said I am on a journey. I'm on a path to discovering who I am still. And that means loving myself, knowing that I'm good enough, knowing that I can accomplish anything I set my mind to. And I'm working on bettering myself. And one of these avenues is by helping other people understand their wealth, understanding their value, and knowing that they have a place here in the world. And if you are wasting it, my friend, there are people that are out there that will give to be in your spot. There are loved ones who have passed that I'm sure if they had the chance again, they would be living their life to the full potential. When you start to think like that and you start to change your mindset, you become the number four person that I just mentioned, that you will get uncomfortable because you know that eventually you will get comfortable with being uncomfortable because those challenges will make you a better person. They will change you into the best version of yourself. And this whole podcast, this whole mission, this whole image for you moms is to let you know that you are good enough. You can be this person of change. And it's not really necessarily about changing you entirely. No, that's not the mission at all. If you're thinking that, then you're on the wrong path of your mind. What I'm telling you is to be the best version of you. That is changing into development, developing your skills, that you already have, you just are not recognizing them. It's not becoming another person or becoming, you know, Mrs. Jones's next door. It's becoming the best version of yourself. So, you know, one thing I want you to keep in mind is we always have the question, what do you want to be when you grow up? From the time we're small to the time we grow up. And a lot of times people don't admit, one, we're always changing that idea because we don't really know. We are always, our soul wants to get better. Our soul wants to be fed. It wants to continually, constantly grow. So you'll never be satisfied. You can be the couch potato, but you'll always be kind of just sitting there complacent, being the what if person. What if I took a chance? What if I did this? What if then I did that? You know, it just shoulda, woulda, coulda. So don't be that person. Don't be the if it ain't broke, don't fix it person, because you want to constantly be the best version of yourself, which means making things better and just, again, not being complacent. Number three, the one I said, grass is greener. Don't be that person either. Comparing apples to oranges, you are not the same person. You are not on the same path. You do not have the same plan. You do not have the same agenda as that person. And that's okay. That's what makes us such a unique human being, because we are different from the next human being. And that's why our DNA is so incredible. That is why God made us to be these incredible, unique human beings. And we all have a path. It's just who utilizes their path in the right way and who takes him up on his offer to make you the best version of yourself. So back to what I was saying about when we are asked, who do we want to be when we grow up? Our answer should have been taught to say the best version of ourselves. So I ask you, what kind of person are you? Are you the person that when you go to Target, you put the grocery cart in the corral? Or are you the person that says, I'll just leave it on the curb so that way it doesn't hit anybody's car or anything, but the corral's too far? Or are you the person that's like, eh, it's okay right here. People will park around it. Now the last person, couch potato. The second person, mediocre, you kind of coast by back and forth a little bit here and there. The last person puts all their effort, 100% of themselves. Be that person. Our value is often placed in the number of followers. We tend to compare ourselves. The thing is that is important to know is we are all guilty of comparing ourselves. I'm guilty. We see things and we assume that they are just, how did they get there? Why don't I have that life? Why can't I be that person? I'm doing the exact same things as that person, but I'm not as successful. Stop comparing apples to oranges. You are not the same person. You are not doing the same things because your mind thinks differently. You learn different ways and you got to see the beauty in that. There's different ways and different avenues and different approaches, and you got to find what is the best approach for you. What is the best way to do things for you? So this is kind of going long now. I said I want to keep it under 20 minutes or so. So I'm going to end quickly. I just want to kind of leave you with those thoughts. So I want you to ask yourself, are you the couch potato? Are you the if it ain't broke, don't fix it, the grass is greener? Or to get comfortable, you have to get uncomfortable person. Please, please, please be the very last final person. If you aren't, that's okay, but strive to get there because you need to be you, the best version of you. So I will start calling you guys my queen bees because you sting like a bee. You are fierce. You run the whole hive. You just need to know your worth. So where are all my queen bees at? You are all gorgeous mamas, and this is what this podcast is for. I hope you love what I'm saying. If you do, please follow me. Again, my Instagram is at HelloGorgeousMama. My Facebook, you can find me, HelloGorgeousMama. And that is HelloGorgeous, M-A-M-A. And I hope to see you guys soon. I hope you see where this is going, and I hope this goes far. And hopefully you can get the baby to bed. Love you. Kiss, kiss. Good night. See you later. I'll talk to you soon.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.